I saw some people, they are not telling the person next to them. Pinch the person. I said, do you know we are in the perilous times? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. We've been talking about the greatest God. And apparently I've already prepared the message for today, but as we're having the praise worship, this new topic came, which is still in line with the greatest God. Because Psalm 95 and verse 3 said that he's the greatest among all the gods. Many gods exist. There are so many kings. There are so many deities. But there's none like unto our God. There's none beside him. When Jesus came, he said he will come back. One of the things that I will have narrated today is the fact that our greatest God is a covenant God. The God that makes covenants and he keeps covenants. How many of us have seen the rainbow ever since we have been born? When did the rainbow come into existence? After Noah. After Noah. What brought about the rainbow? A covenant. Covenants that come from the greatest God are covenants that run from generations to generations. Jesus came over 2,000 years ago. If you are to go by the calendar of those that are very learned, not from Ogbomosho like me, we are in year 2019. That means 2019 years after the death of Jesus. So if you are to add the 33 and a half years to that, how many years ago did Jesus come? 2054. Please clap for my husband now. He's so good in mathematics. 2052. Hallelujah. Oh. I will remove 1 minute today. So, about 2050-something years ago, Jesus came. And when he was about going, he said to his disciples, then they were just 12, those that were very close to him. He said, I will come back. I will come back. And because he's the son of the God, that when he makes promises, he's always keeping to his promises. When he told Abraham, I will make you a father of nations. I was discussing with some people yesterday. I said, do you know that every nation on earth is from the loins of Abraham? Every nation. Talk about the United Arab Emirates, they're from the Ishmaelic. And you talk about other cities, other countries that are not Islamic in nature, they're from the loins of Isaac. Every nation, when God makes a promise, he will keep it. That's why he said to us in Habakkuk chapter 2, he said, though it tarries, wait, for it will not even tarry. Do you know it is for us this day that we believe Jesus might not come back again? Some people have been saying, are you sure he's really coming back? I watched a movie, a woman about 70-something years old was saying, oh, they've been saying this Jesus will come since when I was a year old. Now I'm already 75 and he has still not come. I want to ask us, how old was Abraham when God made the promise of Isaac? When was the promise fulfilled? 20-something years after. Though it tarries, wait for it. Our God, the greatest God, the God that binds himself with the word of his mouth, is a God that when he has already let the word out, he said in Isaiah 55, he said, the word would not return unto me void. The word that he has let out will not return. And before we go to look at the perilous times, I want to first say this to someone, just to encourage us. Yes, that prophecy might be lingering. That prophecy might be taking too long a time to fulfill. I want you to be a woman today. Incubate it. Let me tell you, after 9 months, you will deliver. You will deliver. You will deliver to a glorious thing. You will deliver your testimony. Though it tarries, wait for it. For it will surely come. And it's not even tarry. Because it is unto us that time seems eternal. But before God, see, he says 1,000 years is just like one day. Because in him, there's no beginning and there's no end. We are the ones that gave him, something just to describe him. He said, I am the Alpha, the beginning. When was the beginning? We don't know. Where will the end be? We don't know. Because even when we leave this sphere, when we leave this place, when we are transcended into another level, we still continue into another part of eternity. So he is the only one that knows the time. And that was what he said even in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. He said there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. And that is why this day we are going to be looking at a time called the perilous times. Why are we to look at the perilous times now? Because many of us as children of God, we are already sleeping. We have become like the foolish virgins. We have forgotten that our bridegroom is still coming. We have forgotten that he's a God that when he makes a covenant, he will always keep it. When he has already let forth the word will not return void. The word will accomplish. That's what he said, Isaiah 55. It will accomplish. But you know, one of the things that the word will accomplish is that by the time we begin to look at the scriptures, he said, in the perilous times, many will forget God. Many will forget God. I want you to prophesy to the life of the next person to you. May you not forget God in this time. May you not let go of God in Jesus' name. Many will drop their candles. Many will turn their back on the Lord. Many will say, Jesus is like, you are not a man. You are not a God. I don't even know who you are again. Let me be on my own. Let me take my life. Let me live my life like I want to live it. But I pray that we will not go with this perilous times in the name of Jesus. So, without wasting too much time, I want us to open to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. One of the words that Jesus said, which will eventually come to pass, is that Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27. Ephesians 5, 27. He said that he might present to himself, Jesus is coming to present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Many of us, we are living in self-righteousness. We are believing, that what we do to God, God must accept it. We are more or less like a Cain. We are bringing the sacrifice that we deem fit, not what he has requested. But Ephesians 5, written by Apostle Paul, he said Jesus is coming so that he himself will present unto himself. What does that have to mean? In a time like this, Jesus wants to get you prepared. He wants you to be on your toes. So that when he comes, he will meet you as a holy and without blemish church. When we are talking about the church, I want us to open to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 to 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 to 20. Says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own. Verse 20, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Like I said, this is a time when many will say to Jesus, please allow me to live my own life. I want to do it my own way. I want to please myself. But 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, ye are not your own. Ye are God's. You belong to the greatest God. You belong to the God that that already said he will come back. Are you actually expecting him? The way you are believing God for the manifestation of that promise in prayers. Oh, God said, I will possess this land. God said, I will be this. He said, I will be the head and not the tail. He said, I will be no prosperous and not. Are you also expecting Jesus to come back to take you to a place where there will be no death, where there will be no suffering, where there will be no pain, where there will be no thief, where there will be nothing to make you feel bad? Ye were bought with a price. That song, the song that we sang last, you know, is a song that should always remind us that there's somebody there that's in charge of our lives. A verse said, when we look down, we see the cross. Without the cross, we couldn't have become Christians. But many of us these days, we want to leave the cross and still claim to be Christians. In this time, in this end time, at a time like this, in this perilous time, because God will not recede on his word, he will not go back on the word. He said he is coming back. He's the only God that said he is coming back out of the many gods that have been and are still. He's the only God that said he will come back. And because he's a God that will never lie, neither the Son of Man that will go back on his word. I want you to know that he is coming back. But he wants you to be prepared. He wants you to prepare yourself. He does not want you to get lost in the activities of the end time. I want us to open to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. From verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1. Say, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. What does it mean to have perilous times? Perilous times are times of hardship. I was also discussing with some people yesterday. We went to Telford, so while we were driving down, I was telling them, I said, do you know one of the things that the enemy is doing in this end time is to make sure that we are finding it difficult to make ends meet financially so that we will run after money and forget God. So that we will run after our livelihood and forget God. So that we will run after how to make life better and forget God. Because it will seem now that the heavens are closed. It will seem now that God is not answering prayers again. But because there is no glory until we pass through pain, nobody will go for gold until it has been refined. We are in a time where we are to be on our toes and get prepared for the coming of the Master, for the coming of the one that said he will come back, for the only God that has ever promised to come back to take us to a better place. The hard times are here. The hard times are here. But now we are in the hard times. There are things that we need to put our hearts to so that we don't get carried away with the wind of the hard time. Verse 2. The hard times will make men, one, to be lovers of themselves. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Verse 3. Unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good. Verse 4. Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than the lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying his power. Please, can we read the last line together? want to go, and from such people turn away. Amen. I want us to just do a bit of self-examination. Please, can I have from verses 2 to 5, compressed on the screen? And I want you to look intently into the word of life. I want you to look intently to these verses. Can you see yourself in any of them? Can you see yourself in any? Am I blocking you? Let me move back. Are you loving yourself too much? Are you so conscious of your flesh and your personal needs that you are neglecting the work of the gospel? Are you a lover of money? Running too much after money. We came to this world with nothing. Go back. Not even with a dime. Are you boasting? Because of the little that you have. You are so much full of yourself now. Proud. Oh, do you know I own that Bentley? That's a word of prophecy. I own that Bentley outside. How dare you talk to me that way? You know, I was listening to a man of God, Brock Bilakani by name. He said, the moment you get angry and you want to begin to boast in your achievements and everything, you begin to beat your chest. But whenever you are beating your chest, he said, remember Herod. Remember who? Herod. He got to a point too. He too was beating his chest. And the Lord sent an angel to strike him down. Because the life that you carry is not yours. Are you a blasphemer? Are you disobedient to parents? Spiritual parents? Biological parents? Are you unthankful? Are you unholy? Jesus is coming for a church that is holy, without blemish. Are you unloving? Are you unforgiving? What is it that man can do to you that will make you to say, we will not settle it here? I had an uncle that said, when we meet in hell, we will settle it. Because he was saying he knows that no man that carries unforgiveness in him will enter into heaven. And he said, as long as I don't forgive you, I know you will not make it to heaven. He said, so when we meet in hell, we will settle it. I pray that none of us will end it in hell in Jesus' name. Yeah. Are you a slanderer? Are you without self-control? This is a time where many of us, we are without self-control. We cannot control what our eyes is beholding. We cannot control what goes into our mind. We can control nothing. We answer to everything. Everything. One of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. You cannot control your tongue. You cannot control your appetite. You cannot control your quest for money. You cannot control everything. Can you begin to see yourself in this? It says, are you brutal? Are you a despiser of good? Are you a traitor? Are you headstrong? Are you haughty? Every little thing annoys you. So irritable. So irritable. Are you a lover of pleasure rather than the lover of God? My Bible said, if I can see any of this in any man, I should do what? Turn away. Now, let's just try and bring everything together before we go to the next. If Apostle Paul is saying, from such people, turn away, will God come and dwell in our midst? Are we beginning to see one of the reasons why we gather, we pray, and it's as if there's no answer? When we are lovers of ourselves rather than the lover of God. Gone are the days when in the church we have boxes, mission, collection, offering for the needy, this and that, and everything is appropriated according to the purpose. But these days, we have become lovers of ourselves. Why should I give to missionary? If a missionary knows that they want to eat, they should go to the farm and collect food. But still, the only thing that Jesus told us to do was to go into the world and preach the gospel. I want to ask this morning, are we part of those delaying Jesus? Because he said he will not come until the last man on earth hears of the gospel, so that he will not be an unjust God. But if you are holding back, and you are loving yourself, and you are not concerned about the work of the ministry, you are not concerned about dying souls around you. Many of us, we cannot even intercede for our closest friend in our rooms. And then we'll be saying, open heavens. There's no open heaven, no. Hallelujah. No open heaven. No open heaven. I pray that by the time we get there, we will not hear this. Because one of the things I heard is that many of us, we believe that service can atone for our salvation. They both start with S, but they are not the same. Saul thought an act of service can please God. No. Samuel said, to obey is better than sacrifice. If we are to measure your level of obedience to the Lord this morning, are you going to be like that king in the book of Daniel? Said, we have come and measured you, and you have been found wanting. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Amen. From such people, turn away. So if you are having any of these traits, the Bible said we should turn away from you. Because these things, they are like canker worms. If I'm relating with someone who is unthankful, before you know it, I'll become unthankful. From such people, turn away. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Galatians chapter 5, from verses 19 to 21. Galatians 5, 19 to 21. The same Apostle Paul was addressing another group of Christians. And I believe he's addressing us this morning. Though Paul is not alive, but his works are speaking. His writings are evident. From verse 19, he says, now the works of the flesh are evident. Which are this? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. Thank God for the Spirit of God that did not end it before and the like. Because if it has ended there, then the first scripture that we read wouldn't have fit into this. Because and the likes, we had a list. Says, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past. Is that not like a tautology? But this was said so that we can know that these things can debar us from making it to heaven. That those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom. Now, I want you to look at this list again. Can you see yourself in any? Can you? Do you know one thing Jesus said about adultery? Jesus said, if you look at a woman or a man and you lust after them, you have already committed adultery. That is what grace has brought, right? If you look at somebody and you are now lusting in you, nobody is seeing you that you are sleeping with the person already. You're already committing adultery. And he said, those that practice such will not inherit the kingdom of God. It is the word of God. Are you having a serious issue with anger? Outburst of wrath. Selfish ambitions. You have not even gone to the level of serious practice. You are just having the ambition. But everything is about me, me, and me. Jealousies. Heresies. Drunkenness. Envy. And the like. Revelation 21 verse 8. Revelation 21 and verse 8. You know, the last book that we read said, and the like. But the cowardly. Who are the cowardly? Cowards. Thank you. The fearful. KJV puts that. The fearful. The old KJV says, but the fearful. The new KJV, thank you so much. But the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable, the murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all. Ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, thank you. If we should use a thermometer to test your truthfulness level, will it be on red? And all liars shall have their path in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The greatest God is the God of covenant. Is a God that when he makes a promise, he will keep it. When he has already released the word will not return void. He said, all that do all this will not inherit the kingdom in Galatians 5, will have their part in the second death. I pray the Lord will help us. Can you see yourself again in this list? I want us to just rise up this morning and talk to the Lord. Jesus is coming for a church that is without blemish, that is without spots. All this that we have listed today, they are the spots, they are the wrinkles that will not make us, that will debar many of us from making it to heaven. See, when we were having the praise worship, it was so melodious. But how will it be if we should get there and we are not all together again because of those spots and wrinkles? I don't know about you, but I believe the Lord is giving us another chance this morning to come back into covenant, a covenant of eternal life. We're going to be taking a song, Take My Life, and Let It Be. Consecrated, Lord, to thee. And I believe so much. Except if you are the second Jesus, then one or two of this that we've listed today will not be found in you. If you could see yourself in any of those, I want us to just go on our knees and talk to the Lord this morning. Because if Jesus should come today, and we are still having one or two of those listed. To make it to heaven will become another story. I want us to talk to the Lord. Father, please have mercy on me. I'm sorry, Lord. Take my life and let it be. I'll just be singing the song for the meantime. I want us to rededicate our lives. I want us to talk to the Lord. If Jesus should come, the second death is not something any man would want to bear. Jesus decided to go on the cross so that we will not be partakers of the second death. And we are already in the perilous times. We are already in a time when it will be so hard to keep the faith. When it will be so hard to stand and declare that I am a Christian. And still, we are still not even at the tail end. Because as soon as the rapture happens, what will happen after it? The Bible said that there will be no more grace. Anyone that wants to make it to heaven will have to do so with their own blood. How easy will it be if you are being caught and the eye is being plucked out, according to the book of Revelation? According to the book of Daniel, all those things have been listed. Will you be able to bear it? Why not just reconcile your way today with the greatest God to help you? To bring you back into the covenant of eternal life. He said, I have come to give you life and life in abundance. In all the ways that you have seen yourself, in those three scriptures, I want you to talk to the Lord. Have you been a lover of yourself? Have you been so full of selfish ambition? You lack self-control. You are so full of wrath. I want us to just tell the Lord, Father, please have mercy. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moment and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. I want us to talk to the Lord. Father, please take my life this morning, O God. Use it to the glory of your name. Use it to the glory of your name, in the name of Jesus. Father, take my life, Lord. Take my life, Lord. As I sing through the verses, I want us to just talk to the Lord. I want us to talk to the Lord. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be sweet and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always holy for my King. Take my lips and let it be filled with messages. My love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet is treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever holy, Lord, for thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a I withhold. Take my intellect and use every part as thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it. I want us to talk to the Lord. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thy own. It shall be thy royal throne. Technical, please, can we have this song, All to Jesus I Surrender? And we are going to take that song together before Pastor will come up around it. All to Jesus I Surrender. This morning is a morning to just rededicate our lives to the Lord, to just tell him how sorry we've been living our lives as if everything belongs to us. I want us to give the Lord our whole being this morning. That's why we are going to sing that song, All to Jesus. We are not going to hold anything back again. And we are just using this song to tell him, henceforth, Father, I will live for you. I will live for you. Because I know that you are coming to take me home. He said he's going to prepare a place for us. And let me tell you, he has already prepared a place. A place where there's no death. A place where there's no sorrow. Why will you let this time that is no limited destroy the unlimited time in eternity? And why do you want to end in hell? Because of the pleasures of this world? I want us to just sing this song with a broken heart unto the Lord. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily. I want you to truly surrender to him now.